Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio in a nicely packed studio with my three guests for the morning interview. I'm very happy to have with me Morgan Hames, Molly Hames, and Bryce Walsh, all three performers for the upcoming Broadway night. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Good to be here.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. We're going to talk about Broadway night, but we're going to talk about it kind of specifically from your perspectives. A couple of you have been performing at Broadway night for quite a while. Bryce, this will be your first time, so you will get to hear about your experience as a singer and a performer, but maybe not about Broadway night. Yep. So I want to start with Molly, actually, and hear a little bit about who you are as a performer. What led you to being on Broadway night?
Of course. So my family's just a very musical performing family, and I started doing Young Performers Theater when I was in second grade, and that just led me to really start enjoying performing for people. And then my dad usually MCs Broadway night, and my sister always did Broadway night as a kid, and so I was just like inspired. So I decided to do it, and the first song I did a solo. I did Quiet from Matilda, and then I really liked performing, so I decided to keep doing Broadway night.
Okay, and how old were you when you did your first performance?
I was in third grade.
Okay, so you were quite young, and people probably, I don't know if they know that, but your dad is Andrew Hames.
Yes.
So people are quite familiar with him. He's on the radio a lot, and right, as the MC and a musician himself,
but
an MC for Broadway night. So you were initially going to Broadway night just to be with your family and to watch everyone perform. And so even then, it was fun. You like enjoyed going and seeing, and then they lured you on stage. Morgan, it seems like I should turn to you now since you were probably part of what lured her on stage.
Tell us. Always in the musical family was a big part of everything. But I always loved performing. Like, it was just something that even from a really young age, I just always wanted to do. So my parents saw Broadway night as a really good opportunity to do that. My first song was My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music. I was 8 years old and I'm 16 now. So it's been half of my life that I've been doing Broadway night, and it's always like my favorite day of the year. I've always loved musical theater. My first musical I saw was SpongeBob the Musical. And my most recent musical I was in, I was Sandy Cheeks the Squirrel in SpongeBob the Musical, where I met Eli Yeager, who played Patrick Starr, and he's flying from Soldotna to Sitka for Broadway night, and we're doing a duet.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I think that's very exciting. If people saw SpongeBob the Musical, which I'm guessing a lot of listeners did, they, like me, I'm sure loved you, Morgan.
Thank you.
Patrick also was phenomenal as the starfish. He was a great character as well. So how fun that he is coming back to Sitka. And what are you two going to perform?
We're going to perform a song called Therapy from Tick, Tick, Boom.
Okay, so that's a Broadway show that I'm not familiar with, so I also don't know the song. Maybe you can tell us just a little bit about what the song is?
Yeah, so it's a musical, but I think a lot of people are also familiar with the movie with Andrew Garfield and Vanessa Hudgens. That's a big thing. So the song Therapy is about a couple going to couples therapy, and so the lyrics aren't very fun, but it's a very fun and upbeat song, and it makes it really funny and sarcastic and definitely a fun thing to watch and perform. I'm really excited.
Okay, great. Well, I think that should make a lot of listeners excited to know that we'll have two stars from SpongeBob performing on Broadway night. Turns out there's a theme to some of the songs. It's good. Bryce, I'm going to draw you into the conversation. We'll get to the theme. First, let's hear a little bit about your background as a singer.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. I've been sort of singing my whole life. We used to sing songs like before going to bed as a kid, and did that for a long, long time. And I've also really liked musical theater. I did musical theater in high school and then have sort of taken a break from that type of singing, but I've done a bunch of other folk singing. But really excited about Broadway night as an opportunity to get back into that sort of Broadway musical type of singing, which is just so fun and exciting.
And do you have any like favorite musicals or musicals that you've gone to see, maybe even on Broadway? Or
sure, yeah. This past June, my partner Rachel and I were in New York, and we actually got to see Hadestown on Broadway, which was just amazing. It's a really, really wonderful, cool show about an old Greek myth. And yeah, it's just a really well done show.
Did you happen to choose a song from the Hadestown, or is that, was that too much?
We did not choose a song from Hadestown. Yeah, they didn't have any of the sort of type of duet that me and my singing partner went to do. But yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, tell us, you're going to be doing a duet, and tell us who your singing partner is and about her.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I'm singing a duet with Caroline Dawes, who is a teacher at Outer Coast, and. Yeah, sort of the per you were saying about a theme. There is no actual theme to the show, but my song and Morgan's song are both sort of a couple having a bit of a dispute. In this case, I'm doing the song "Fine" from Ordinary Days, which is sort of a lesser known musical, but it's about a couple that's on the way to a party, and they're sort of slowly getting more frustrated at each other. But it's all definitely comedic, not a dramatic situation, and. It's a funny song.
Yeah, I think it would be kind of a bummer if the theme for Broadway Night was like couples and fights. So it's definitely not that. I want to talk about Broadway Night in sort of these larger terms, though maybe not themes, but like, what is Broadway Night? We just heard a little taste of what three performers will be doing on this upcoming Broadway Night. But a couple of you have been doing this for a long time and attending for a long time. Mm-hmm. Maybe Molly and Morgan, you can speak to a little bit about what we might expect in general terms from Broadway Night.
Yeah, so Broadway Night is definitely like, there's heartbreak, there's love, like it's a roller coaster of emotions when talking about like the performing sense. How about like, Molly, you want to talk about the audience vibe overall?
Definitely, like, even so, whether it's a performer who's been doing it for a really long time and has a big belty number, or it's someone's first time doing like a smaller number, the audience is still just as engaged, and like, it's a really friendly environment, and like, even if someone goes up and messes up, everyone's going to be like, yes. And like, it's just, it's such a great place to just go up and perform. And yeah.
Yeah. We definitely have like returning people who come back. Sometimes we have new people where I'm like, where have you been, girl? You're so good. Like, it's so awesome there. Like, it gives everyone a chance to like, really be a performer and stuff. It's where a lot of people begin, like me, and it's where a lot of people, you know, come back from doing it previously. It's just such a great environment and opportunity.
It sounds like it. It sounds like a great vibe. Let's talk about details about how people can come out to this evening. When is Broadway Night this year?
This year, Broadway Night will be January 30th, which is next Friday, I believe. And the doors open at 6, I think, but the show will start at 6:30. Tickets are $50, and they're available at fineartscamp.org, and also at Old Harbor Books.
And typically, I think this is a sellout sort of thing, so you probably want to have a ticket beforehand. Yeah. Don't expect to get one at the door.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
That sounds right.
And the door is Otis. So this is at Otis Theater, a lovely venue. $50 tickets, and they also include beverages and appetizers, so that's adds to the vibe as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it sounds delightful. Looking forward to hearing you all perform. And I've been speaking to three performers this morning, Morgan Hames, Molly Hames, and Bryce Walsh. Thank you all three for being here this morning.
Thank you for
having
us.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.